I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The American Religious Identity Survey says religion in America is declining. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says,
we've been lulled to sleep. We have not been focused on reaching out to those who do not know Christ.
Tippett urges prayer for revival. The ministry is focusing their material to meet this specific need.
I feel it's so critical at this moment that the church in America wake up and be revived and be renewed and catch this vision of what God wants to do in our country. And we're starting a conference called Pray Now America.
Next, do you ever wonder if anyone is making a difference in the darkness of North Korea? Open Doors is. They're planting seeds of hope in a country that is widely recognized as the world's worst persecutor of Christians. One Open Doors project provides Bible study training, child education fees, and living expenses to a handful of women. Christian training in North Korea also increased more than in any other country. The teams are praying it continues. Go to our website for more details. And one of International Bible Society's Send the Light's most widely distributed Bibles is designed for a captive audience. Rich Blanco says they changed their ministry approach to prison outreach.
It's more effective for scripture to be handed to an inmate directly from a chaplain where there's a personal contact. So we're developing new channels with key organizations like Prison Fellowship. We also have a partner in our own community called Library of Hope that sends Christian materials and Bibles directly to prison chaplains to give them just a resource library.
At 4 million copies, the Free on the Inside Bible is the most widely distributed Bible for a specific audience. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expand mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.